Good morning. That large storm in the mid-levels of the atmosphere continues to spin around to the north in southern Canada. We are seeing these spokes of energy rotate around this storm system and through our region from time to time. As a result, scattered showers around yesterday, even some thunderstorms with small hail. Then a break overnight, and we're starting off dry this morning. A northwesterly breeze behind yesterday's disturbance has kicked in, and temperatures have dropped back into the lower to mid-50s across most of the region for early morning temperatures. We'll only manage to climb into the middle and upper 60s today with that northwesterly wind flow increasing, and with another round of energy coming through today, we'll get scattered showers passing through from time to time, and even a few thunderstorms developing, which could again produce some small hail. Temperatures will remain in the 60s into the evening before dropping back into the 40s overnight tonight. Skies will remain mostly cloudy, and that wind will persist as well. Even more wind tomorrow, but that storm system as a whole will start to lift out. As a result, we'll have drier weather and more sunshine mixed with some clouds, and highs will stay in the mid-60s. We'll warm it back up towards 70 with partly sunny skies on Friday. Another disturbance will head our way from the Great Lakes on Saturday. We'll start out with some sunshine, although clouds will be on the increase throughout the day. And there is the risk for a few showers and thunderstorms by evening. Temperatures, though, will manage to get into the middle 70s. Behind this system, around 70 on Sunday with a few leftover showers and partly sunny skies. Then brisk and chilly again for the early part of next week, with highs staying in the 60s again on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for the northern Rockies and a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms for parts of the mid-Atlantic. Robust heating should occur within an air mass characterized by high moisture content today. As mid-level cooling occurs, isolated storms should initiate over northeastern parts of Oregon by this afternoon and develop east-northeast into western Montana during the rest of the afternoon into the evening hours. Strong deep-layer shear profiles and cooling aloft should favor mid-level updraft rotation and hail production, with at least a couple of supercells anticipated. Storms developing over the higher terrain of western Montana will have small bowing structures capable of a severe wind threat. And with abundant wind energy from Pennsylvania into New Jersey, the setup could favor a fast-moving cluster of showers with embedded storms capable of producing strong wind gusts and small hail in these locations. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with rain showers and fog, 36 degrees, with a west wind at 62 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 36 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 56 degrees, the dew point 48, 75% relative humidity, a west wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.59 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Togo, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and breezy, showers and thunderstorms possible near 70. Boston mostly cloudy, breezy, showers and storms likely in the lower 70s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy, breezy with scattered showers and highs only near 60. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 77 degrees, the low 58. The average temperature, 68, that's 3 degrees above normal. 0.021 of an inch of precipitation yesterday, 1.50 now for the month, which is 0.59 above normal, and 12.26 inches for the year, which is 3.43 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 3 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 42, that's 27 above normal, and 117 for the year, which is 72 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low, 54. The record high, 93, set in 2011 and in 1984, and the record low, 38, in 1951. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:32 p.m., 15 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible today, and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s to around 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, highs in the middle 60s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy but chilly in the mid-60s, a mix of sun and clouds Friday near 70. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday, afternoon shower, maybe a thunderstorm by evening in the mid-70s. Scattered showers, breezy, cooler Sunday, right around 70. Breezy and cool Monday, partly sunny, mid to upper 60s, and lower 70s with a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.